Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Thursday, March 26th at 7:15 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Bridger Bowl and Gallatin County Search and Rescue. In the last 24 hours, Cook City, Highlight, and Big Sky received 5 to 6 inches, while everywhere else got 2 to 3 inches. Wind has been westerly at 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts of 20. Skies are clearing this morning, but will remain partly cloudy in the southern ranges. Wind will remain light, and mountain temperatures may rise into the high 30s. No snow is expected in the next few days. In the last 2 days, the northern mountains received 18 inches around Big Sky and 9 to 12 inches everywhere else, measuring 1 inch of snow water equivalent. There have been avalanches in the new snow. Yesterday in the Bridger Range, skiers noted small slides breaking within the new snow and on an ice crest which underlies this week's accumulation. Also near Highlight Peak, skiers saw debris from a small natural avalanche that broke 12 inches deep in the new snow. The new snow is sitting on an ice crust on many aspects and elevations. As Dave and I discovered during our tour at Bridger Bowl on Tuesday, avalanches could be triggered on this crust. This will become especially problematic as skies clear and strong sunshine dampens the snow and triggers many loose, wet, point-release avalanches that will slide far on this hard layer. Be extra careful about triggering slides if people are below you. No matter if you are on a sled or skis, avoid avalanche terrain once the new snow gets wet. For today in the Bridger Range, Northern Gallatin Range, and Northern Madison Range, the avalanche danger is rated moderate on all slopes this morning, but will rise to considerable for wet avalanches by this afternoon on slopes getting direct sunshine. In the southern ranges, Cook City has gotten 15 inches in the last 48 hours, while 8 to 9 inches fell around West Yellowstone and Taylor Fork. An ice crust of varying thickness underlies the new snow on many slopes. Avalanches are possible on this crust, no matter if they're new snow slides, slabs from wind loading, or wet snow. Concentrate your stability assessment on the upper 2 feet of the snowpack, crust or not, since this is where instability will be found. Dave and I made a video during our tour in the Bridger Range that is also applicable to the southern mountains. Skies are forecasted to be partly cloudy, with mountain temperatures reaching the low 30s. This will keep wet avalanche activity from becoming widespread. The snow will dampen with direct sunshine, and skiers and sledders should be on the lookout for pinwheels in the new snow, a sign that the surface is getting wet enough to avalanche. In the southern Madison Range, southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and the mountains around Cook City, given the new snow, underlying crusts, and potential for a few wet avalanches, the danger is rated moderate on all slopes. We will end daily avalanche forecasts on Sunday, April 5th, and continue with general bulletins every Monday and Friday through April. Over the next couple weeks, we will take down weather stations and will no longer receive observations from guides and ski patrol. We need help gathering field data. Please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a message at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.